give a little bit of the background. It's very interesting that when they bring Jesus, this whole thing happens in the temple. They bring him to the temple area. And it was actually unlawful, even a disgrace, if any Jewish person had brought a Roman coin into the temple area. Isn't it interesting? They bring a coin. They were able to produce a coin in the temple area. I don't get it. But anyhow, and here you have the Herodians, who are Jews, and who do back up, even though they disagree with it, that they should pay the taxes. And then you have the Pharisees, who are also Jews, and say, no, we don't have to pay the taxes. And they're always at odds with each other, the Herodians and the Pharisees. But the only thing that brought them together was being able to trick this Jesus, this so-called Son of God. You know, it's like misery loves company. You know, they come together and they want to trap Jesus. But Jesus is a sharp cookie, isn't it? Because any time that he is really, a question is posed to him to try to trip him up, he always comes with a clever answer. You know, he doesn't really answer it for them. Because he knew that if he sided with the Herodians, of course, and it seemed like he'd be siding with the Romans, that, you know, the Pharisees would be upset. If he sided with the Pharisees and he has the popular regard, even from the most common people there, the poor people there, that the Herodians would be upset. He wouldn't be solved anything. Matter of fact, it would probably fuel up the fire even more that is between these two sects and within the religion itself. And so when he asks for the coin, it is interesting. Because the real thing that's a part, the real crux of the matter of this question is that on the one side of the coin, you have the picture of Caesar, okay? And on this side, you see that he is also described in this, saying that he is the divine son of Augustus. It's religion. When you flip the coin to the other side, the inscription says, high priest. Very interesting, isn't it? It's a matter of the spirituality. That's the question that is there. The question is more than just religion. And, you know, for us today, we also get stuck up in these religion things. You know, these laws. You know, all these things we need to do to say that we're good Catholics or, you know, good Methodists, but we're good Baptists. If we follow the rules, we're fine. Doesn't matter what happens on the side. But as long as we follow these rules and everybody knows we follow these rules, we're fine. You know, we're going to get it to happen. But spirituality is far deeper than that. Spirituality is something that we respond in our faith relationship with God. This stuff here is incidental until we can really focus on what our relationship with God is. And I believe that's what Jesus is trying to say today. You're not ready to hear the real answer. Because the real answer has to be something that comes from within to have the relationship with the Father. And it's in that you will come to some clue on the way that you're able to respond in today's world. You know, today we see this, the separation of churches, it's always a big issue. We see it even in our politics, just even recently. You know, we've seen people professing their faith and how that is being something of a critical piece of whether somebody should go forward in a political party. I'm not taking any sides here, please. I'm not taking any sides, but it's just an issue, you know? Faith does. Religion does have an issue. There really is a very slim line between church and state when it comes to politics. But how about response? You know, I was sharing early in the Mass, you know, if you notice my words are sometimes slurring while I'm getting everything backwards, is I'm really tired. I was down in Times Square all day and all night last night for that protest. And I was really, really tired. But what was really interesting down there is that the people that were there at the protest, the majority of them had been affected one way or another by the political crisis, I mean, the financial crisis we're in right now. And then there's a small minority that are there who have not been affected, but are there in support because of the ideology. What I found kind of disappointing, there was no church presence there. Isn't that interesting? Speaking about spirituality and fairness, I mean, it's the simple message I've heard down there would stop the gap between the rich and the poor. It's growing bigger and bigger and bigger. That's what people are trying to say. It was a very peaceful kind of resolution they want. It was just very interesting. I didn't see that. And I stopped because there was, how about spirituality? It's not whether you get caught down there, maybe yelled at a bishop or whoever the hierarchy is, you know? It's not whether your pastor's going to find that down there, you know, or religious superior. It's about responding through faith and being connected to make a decision for ourselves that we're beginning to others in faith. You know, there's a story about a man who was a very, very generous man. In his whole life, he gave of himself to help people find jobs. He helped giving people money when they were financially going down. They needed to make mortgage payments. He helped families that put kids in schools. He was helping in community projects. I mean, if you look at this man was like the perfect guy, you know. And he asked for nothing in return. He felt that God had blessed him with resources. As he gave for his need, that God replenished it. So he disbelieved that. And so all these people became his friends. And it came to a time in their town where there was an opening, and they were going to have a vote for an election of the presidency of the library on the board there. And he was a librarian. He was into books and everything else. So his friends came and said, you really should run for this, because you know you've done so good for this. So he did, and he was running for it, and then the question came up, said, what is your views on the trade policy with China? And the guy said, what's that have to do with being president of the library board? And he says, well, we want to know what your stance is. And he said, tell you the truth, I don't know anything about it. He said, I would have to sit down and research that, because I can't comment on something I don't know. And so he says, well, how can you, you're a weakling, you know, I'm limping out. You have to have some kind of stance. He said, I don't have a stance. And because he did not have a stance on that issue, his friends went and they voted for the opposite guy, and the guy never got it. And so the guy was saying, you know, good deeds sometimes don't get recognized. And he thought about it more and more, and he says, but I know that the good deeds are there. Think of it for a moment. You know, sometimes in our lives we feel that way. We feel, what is it in for me? You know, what is it in for me if I do something? What is it in for me that I'd be able to speak about the kingdom of God in here and now? Maybe just by presence. You know, St. Francis of Assisi, that's what he did, his greatest sermons. You know, his greatest sermons weren't standing up by a pulpit, you know, preaching or anything like that. You remember that story with Brother, I think it was Brother Elias, that, you know, they went through the village, and the whole purpose was to be able to do ministry and preaching, and they spent the whole day, and I don't even think about St. Francis, kibitzing around with the families and the kids, and, you know, kibitzing around, you know, with the kids and everything else, and when he left the night on the other side of the town, you know, he turned around to him and said, Francis, I thought we were going to preach, he said, we did. It's our presence that makes the big difference in life. And so when we stop and still grapple with this question, Jesus is asking us today for the answer for ourselves. What is our response? Do we give to Caesar what is Caesar's and give to God what belongs to God? And then we have to ask ourselves, what in fact does belong to God?